large number of people for this kind of assessment, and people were stratified according to the apnea-hypopnea index, which quantifies the severity of obstructive sleep apnea. This is considered, if you have less than 5 events per hour, you're considered not to have sleep apnea. 5 to 15, mild, 15 to 30, moderate, and over 30, severe. And you can see the graded relationship between the severity of obstructive sleep apnea and insulin sensitivity. Prospective studies of individuals with obstructive sleep apnea are suggestive of an increased risk of developing diabetes. And lastly, I want to say 2 words about what happens if you are already diabetic and you have obstructive sleep apnea. So the first thing is that from data published over the last few years, it has emerged that type 2 diabetes is associated with an exceptionally high prevalence of sleep apnea. From these 5 studies, the weighted average is 68%. Meaning that 2 out of 3 patients with type 2 diabetes who go see their doctor actually have this comorbidity, and most of the time neither them or their doctor knows about it. So this is a slide that kind of has tried to summarize the prevalence of obstructive sleep apnea in different disease states, and you see that it seems that type 2 diabetes may be associated with the highest degree of OSA.